Tomorrow's World Commentary, January 30th, 2021. Thirsty for knowledge. What did you learn today? I don't know about you, but any day I learn something new is a very good day. And the best part is, you're never too old to learn new things. Case in point, I once read a very inspiring story about a very special student. He graduated several years ago from Laval University with a bachelor's degree in biochemistry. What is so special about that? He received his diploma at the age of 81. In his own words, "I enrolled in the program not because I wanted the diploma, but I wanted to have access to all the courses available in that field." If most students take 15 credits per semester to receive their diploma in 3 years, I did the reverse. I took 3 credits per semester to receive my diploma 15 years later. Biochemist Diploma, A81ENS. Contact University of Laval, Autumn 2012, page 7. Furthermore, his wife added, he always had a visceral need for knowledge, to learn, to know. He was thirsty for knowledge. Jesus Christ declared, "Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." Mark chapter 10, verse 15. One common character trait of little children is their thirst to learn. Have you ever watched a child working on a jigsaw puzzle? The first time he attempts it, he labors, takes time, and struggles. Then when he finishes it, he looks at it just a little while before taking it apart and completing it again. With each new attempt, he completes it quicker and quicker, and he enjoys it more and more. Young children are also eager to do things with their parents. Have you ever noticed the happiness a child exudes when he is able to make his first pancake or eggs or a whole breakfast by himself? When he is able to complete his first music solo? When he comes home with his first perfect score on a test? How about us as adults? Do we still have, whatever our age, a thirst for knowledge? When was the last time you learned something new about mathematics, history, or science, or about how something is made? Even more importantly, do we have a thirst for knowledge of the ways of God? How deep is your knowledge of the Bible and its message? Just as our children want to learn from us, do we have the urge to learn from our Father? Do we look forward to studying the Word of God, to opening the pages of His book and learning about His way of life? Ancient King David thirsted for God to teach him His ways. He wrote, "Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes." Psalm chapter 119, verse 12. He added, "Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments," verse 66. 10 times in Psalm 119 alone, David expresses his thirst to have God teach him His ways. This great king of Israel had an ardent desire to learn from God. "Oh, how love I your law! It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Verses 97 through 105. How well do we really apply these words to our lives? If you hunger to learn more about God's commandments, order your free copy of our booklet, The 10 Commandments. And to deepen your knowledge of God's will for His creation, watch the Tomorrow's World telecast, What Does God Want of Me?